He comes across as a bit of a crank and a weirdo and actually a real asshole.
Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
We're just shy of a quarter past eight on a Thursday morning. That does mean it's time for Michael Jones to talk movies. In this case, movie. And in this case, the one movie anyone cares about this week. It's, of course, the new Star Wars.
Yeah, I think it's the only movie coming out today. So
you wouldn't want to go against it, would you?
I guess not. Well, there was an air of anticipation and excitement up at Event Cinemas last night, just before midnight. Lots of people in costume.
Actually went to the midnight screening. Wow.
You know, I like to see these films with Joe Public.
Yeah, good.
And Joanne Public. She was there too, and there were plenty of them, and they were all dressed up.
Fantastic.
There were so many Jar Jar Binkses there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it was quite frightening. But they were all looking forward to Star Wars The Last Jedi. Star Wars The Last Jedi, it stars pretty much the same bunch that were in the Force Awakens. That includes Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Adam Driver, Sniff, Carrie Fisher, Oscar Isaac. Apparently Princes Harry and William are also in this film, except they are in Stormtrooper outfits, so you'll have to look very, very closely if you want to spot them. Oscar Isaac, Laura Dern, Benicio Del Toro, they're the new additions to the cast. Mark Hamill also makes an appearance in this film, to nobody's surprise. This version is written and directed by Rian Johnson, who's responsible for a film called Looper, you might remember.
A fantastic film called Looper.
And a TV series called Breaking Bad.
Yes.
So anyway, it turns out that galaxy-weary, jaded Luke has turned to the dark side and built his own meth lab on his little island. And Ray decides to join the family business. Well, all right, that might not be true. But Star Wars The Last Jedi left me with some questions and some observations. Luke is actually hiding away on this little water planet where Rey does find him and ask him to come back to help the rebels who have somehow got themselves into really deep shit only days after destroying that Starkiller base. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
You thought, gee whiz, this war's almost over. But apparently they've got themselves in trouble. And she also obviously wants Luke Skywalker to teach her the ways of the Force.
Of course.
Because, you know, she feels it pretty strongly. She's also got some questions about who she might be. They may or may not be answered in this film. You'll just have to watch and find out. That's all I'll tell you about the plotline. The theme of this Star Wars, or The Last Jedi, seems to be about sacrifice, and we're continually reminded of it about every 20 minutes out of the 140 minutes there are of it. So it's be prepared. It's quite a long film. This film asks the question, how far would you go for your friends and loved ones? Quite often in this film. So be prepared for some sacrifice. Then there's Kylo Ren. This man baby, he still throws one hell of a tantrum, but he also seems to have been hitting the gym really, really hard, possibly at the expense of developing his ability to see the big picture, which I won't tell you what that is. And that's a bit like Commander Poe. He also seems to have regressed into a headstrong, impulsive teenager in this film. I was a bit disappointed with his character development. But anyway, that's what's going on there. But where would the Rebel Alliance be without strong female leaders? And thankfully, there are plenty of them, like Princess Leia, Vice Admiral Holdo, a new character, Rose Tico, and Rey, of course. Seriously, they would be toast without these female characters. Maybe the First Order should actually appoint more EO-friendly strategies if they are ever to succeed in this never-ending war. Token appointments like Captain Phasma just aren't enough. Another thing I learnt is that command decks on Rebel cruisers are highly exposed. I don't know how it is that, again, the First Order haven't noticed this and taken the appropriate action. I won't say what happens, but just horribly exposed to potential disaster. The Last Jedi, it threatens to be really dark at times, but it really only teases the audience that way because you've got to remember that Star Wars is a Disney franchise now.
It is.
And speaking of that, there are some characters or creatures that appear called Porgs in the film.
That's all people Porgs have been talking
and
about.
Are they the new Ewoks or are they this franchise of Jar Jar Binks? You'll just have to go and find out for yourself. Another question I had about this film, how did Captain Phasma and General Hux, played by Donald Gleeson, how did they survive the Force Awakens? Wasn't the whole Starkiller planet totally destroyed and weren't they on it?
From memory, yes.
From memory they were there, but, well, they're pretty tough, those two. And actually, Donald Gleeson, he makes a great punching bag throughout this film as well, so look out for that. Some quite amusing moments for him. There are also plenty of tender and touching moments in this film, but they do get a bit diluted by the 140-minute running time and can suffer at the hands fans of excessive visual effects. I call it the crystal skull effect, if you will. Some very unnecessary chase sequences. There are plenty of funny moments in this film. Look out for one particular sequence where the film nods to both the original Star Wars in its creativity and Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's quite a clever little sequence. Another thing you'll learn from this film, Luke Skywalker, total badass.
All right.
Total badass. And he's definitely got the mental disintegration thing going on Kylo Ren, who at the same time is the most conflicted, conniving, and stupid teenager in the galaxy. How has he got this far? I don't know. Look, there's so many questions, and there's a pretty big question at the end, but I won't say too much more. Quite a few questions and a few answers in this film, but maybe not all the answers viewers might be expecting in a film that has possibly tried to cram a bit too much, just like I've tried to cram a bit too much without saying anything into this review, and left itself with some difficult questions to answer in the light of real-life events. I'd say The Force does waver a bit with this one.
Interesting. All right. And of course, it is the middle film. We've got probably another 2 years minimum until the next one. Is that right?
Exactly. 2 year wait. And then there's the Han Solo film.
Oh, yeah.
The troubled Han Solo film this time next year.
Fingers crossed. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.